Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Can the Court of Appeal correct the Uzbek government's wrong and free the oppressed? Translated. A few months ago, 23 former political prisoners were tried in Tashkent. It was found that 15 of them were classified as quote-unquote extremely dangerous repeat offenders, and were sentenced to prison terms ranging from 7 to 14 years, to be served in a special regime detention center. The remaining 8 were sentenced to house arrest for up to 5 years. It is worth noting that these shabab, men, who appeared before the court had already spent 20 years in prison, during which time they were subjected to various psychological and physical tortures. Their lawyers have appealed to the Court of Appeal to reconsider the case. 15 shabab are in the appeal phase. According to available information, the preceding judge of the Court of Appeal is Kushkorov Nizar Kuchkorovich. This case should be assessed primarily from two perspectives, shari'i and political. From a shari'i standpoint, the question arises, since when has calling people to the path of Allah become a crime? Yet in a country like Uzbekistan, where prominent scholars like Bukhari and Tirmidhi once emerged, such strange and bewildering events occur today. Everyone knows that calling to Islam and living according to its teachings is an obligation upon every Muslim, and the essence of their life is based on this fundamental Islamic belief. Isn't it shameful for the current Uzbek government to put these young men on trial again, even though they were victims of the previous quote-unquote corrupt regime, especially when the truth is so clear? Furthermore, using the term quote-unquote extremely dangerous repeat offenders regarding them is nothing but an exaggeration and fabrication. Tell us, did these individuals engage in corruption, bribery, and embezzle millions of dollars? Did they plunder the nation's wealth? Did they take a life? Did they deprive people of their rights? Did they betray the country and its people by serving foreign colonial powers like Russia and America? In the end, those who commit such grave acts that are forbidden by Allah often do not conceal their deeds, and many roam freely, yet no one has the courage to bring them to justice. Incidentally, the court recently sentenced a man who called for the return of the former Soviet Union to only 3 years in prison. These true crimes receive light punishments, while those who call for Islam are met with extreme harshness and intolerance. This policy of double standards reflects nothing but the Uzbek regime's bias against Islam and its intolerance towards Islamic da'wah. From a political standpoint, there is no doubt that the colonialist powers such as Russia are behind the Uzbek regime's persecution of oppressed Muslims. The laws and measures taken by the regime to eradicate Islamic da'wah in our country and distance our Muslim population from Islam are solely to appease these powers. However, this does not absolve the leaders of the government from responsibility, nor does it lighten their accountability before Allah. Since those in the government consider themselves Muslims, their efforts to please colonial powers who are enemies of Islam and Muslims, and to align themselves with them is considered a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, and the Muslim community. Indeed, Allah has forbidden oppression and treachery. We affirm that there is no threat to our people and our country from these young men and the Islamic call they carry. On the contrary, they are brave youths, ready to sacrifice their lives for the sake of this ummah and its people. They do not even see the Uzbek government, which commits these atrocities, as their enemy. The real enemy of us Muslims is the colonial powers like America and Russia. So why do those in government not understand what these young men do? Do they not reflect the state of the world today and recognize who is friend, who is foe, and where the true danger lies? Therefore, we say to the Uzbek regime that it is not too late. It can correct its mistake by releasing these young men. Furthermore, it could also release the dozens of former political prisoners who have been taken from various prisons. The only right and proper path to salvation for the regime to stop following the ways of the colonial powers, to return to Allah and engage in politics while holding firmly to His guidance. By doing so, perhaps they will find their faces illuminated in the presence of Allah and receive His mercy. For Allah, the Almighty, says,
إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون.
Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of good. Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 128. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Uzbekistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.